you will not allow something to exist within your life that you originally chose before you came into this life. So, what your mind might think you want, you will not allow this into this one chosen life of focus. It is not anything other than you that will prevent this from occurring. So your perception of want, of need, is exactly that. It is a mind want, a mind need. It is not what you chose at the beginning of this journey. So therefore it will not happen on the basis of your free will and chosen path. And of course your frustration will drive you to want and need. Your mind, your ego, within the moment you are living many different lives of have, you are within all of these lives, you are as we are. Prevention is taking place through choice, through your choice. Temptation is your mind. Your desire to the consciousness, and you can experience all those lives you are living within one moment. You do this subconsciously. You do experience a different form of life than the one you chose to focus on. You do this sporadically. You do it impulsively. But you do not do it consciously. Cross-dimensional is your terminology. It is correct. A paradox. A word you don't understand. A mind may be set for a reason, for their chosen reason, for their chosen journey. If expend energy in an attempt to alter or change this direction. It is what I have said to you. It is fixed by them. And you will not be able to do this. And you will not understand why. And I am giving you the answer. This is why. They have chosen to fix this position within this particular moment they are experiencing. When your intervention, whilst they also chose this, will not have an effect on them. It is simple to understand. In here, of course, they, like you, chose. Your main concern should be to know yourself, to know what you are, not to know others. By knowing yourself, you will know others automatically. But you like to challenge. You like to play. You like to taunt, to tease. This is your ego. This is your game. It is also the way you chose to experience others. Whilst the other energy in this space does not work in the same way. More compassion, more love, more sympathy. These are the attributes from Source, from God. These are positive attributes. It is a good compliment, because neither is correct or incorrect. All is correct. Chosen by you. These attributes you have carry it with you. And always will. They are your origin from creation. From the creation of you. From source. The tools of your trade. What are you trading? You are trading self for God, for source. This is your transaction of trade. You are reducing finally to remove ego, to join back again with source, with God. That is your trade-off. That is your experience. This is your experience. It is all experience. It is our experience also. All your complexities, your illusional problems, illnesses, fears, your judgments lie totally within your conditioning, and outside of this there is only love. That is the love from source, from God. And your interpretation of this, which is not totally good, is positive. It is light. And this you consciously chose to pursue, to experience against all what your perception of negative is. This is your journey, your experience. Before you stand, God is love. You need to know what love is. Know self, and you will.